October 8, 1967. After 11 months on the run, Che Guevara's dreams of revolution have come to a bloody end in the Bolivian jungles.
We knew Che had been taken prisoner. We planned an escape to get out and report what had occurred, the truth about Bolivia.
With most of his men dead, Che and Willie, a rebel soldier, are escorted out of the ravine.
I gave him a soldier to lean on, and he walked all the way.
It's an arduous hike. It takes several hours, and they took him to La Higuera, where he was placed in the little mud-walled schoolhouse there.
They had put Che in the place where I worked, and they guarded him in a very responsible manner.
Curious, local school teacher Julia Cortez asks to see the prisoner in her classroom.
He was an extraordinarily handsome man. He wasn't the man depicted to us. Black, ugly, evil. His eyebrows, his nose, his mouth, all of his features were perfect. I then went to my home and brought back a small bowl of soup, which I brought to his cell. No one stopped me from doing so. He drank it with pleasure and thanked me. He said it was worth gold.
Captain Gary Prado also speaks to Che.
I asked him, why didn't you give up a few weeks ago? Why didn't you just disband your guerrilla? Where would I go, he said. And that was his real drama. He had no place to go.
Back in Valle Grande, CIA agent Felix Rodriguez and the other Bolivian commanders received the news.
That evening we celebrated. I bought a couple of bottles of scotch and they celebrated.
The next day, Felix Rodriguez and Bolivian Colonel Zentano arrive in La Higuera.
As you enter the room here on the left side, he was tied down in the floor, and in front of him was the dead body of two Cubans. He has lost. He looks like a beggar. You feel sorry, pity, the way he looked. He was a total disaster.
Colonel Zentano tries to question Che.
Colonel Zentano was the one who did the talking. I just stood there with the other officer, and he started asking questions to Che, and Che would not answer him. Until Zentano got mad and said, well, you are a foreigner. You came to my country. The least you can do is answer me. And he would not answer him. So he left the room.
Felix sends a message that Che Guevara has been captured. The message has to be routed via CIA stations in various South American nations. It will take hours for the message to arrive in Washington. Felix returns to the schoolhouse to see if Che will speak with him.
Whenever I tried to touch tactical interest to us and how many people he had with him, where he had come from, he would smile to me and say, you know, I cannot answer that. A lot of time, to be honest with you, I was not even paying attention to what he was saying. My mind was running the image that I have seen him so many times next to Mao Zedong and the Soviet leaders and the uniform and the way he looked at that point in time. I mean, it was quite a striking situation, a unique situation, really.
Felix takes Che outside and poses with him for a photograph.
And at that point in time, I felt that, you know, his life was going to be spared.
A short time later, gunshots ring out from the schoolhouse.
I thought they had shot Che. So I run back, I opened the door, and he looked at me, I looked at him, and then I run to the next door, and then I saw Willie, who was, you know, just dying at that point in time. And then the soldier who shot him to me, the capitán, he tried to escape, which is ridiculous. I mean, he received order to execute him.
Later that morning, a message comes in from Bolivian High Command in La Paz to the highest-ranking officer on site.
Colonel Centeno was in the field. All the captains were with him. And there were only two lieutenants and myself. I had the rank of captain in La Higuera, so they called me.
The Bolivians had a numbered code.
We knew from advance that 500 was Che, 600 was dead, and 700 was to keep him alive. So I asked them to repeat it, that they confirmed there was 500, 600 from the high command. And that's where I received the order 500, 600.